You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and with the vaccine rollout for to deal with COVID-19, of course, to boost our numbers up, we also need to vaccinate people aged 12 and 15, between 12 and 15, which is why the state government have launched a vaccination run with our high schools. I'm joined by Stephen Wade, Minister for Health and Wellbeing. Minister, thanks for joining me today.
Morning, Jordan.
So a bit of a vaccine push for our high schools. What's the plan here?
So over the next six-week period, we're going to have pop-up vaccination hubs at more than 20 schools. They'll be administering both the first and second doses. This comes on top of the South Australia being the first state in the nation to open up the Pfizer vaccine to anyone over the age of 12 years of old. And during the school holidays, year 11 and 12 students aged 16 and over were given priority walk-in access to COVID-19 vaccinations. And so there are 18 public schools in the first tranche. Half of those are in country South Australia. Two of those are in the Spencer Gulf area, Port Augusta Secondary School and the Stewart High School. There's another six Catholic and independent schools that are involved in the Blitz. This is an important part of giving as many South Australians who are as eligible to get the vaccine so that we can make the state as safe as we can. As we reopen the borders, we will need to make sure that we've got a very high vaccination rate. With vaccination, you are significantly less likely to contract the disease and to have serious consequences from it. So it's really important that people step up and get vaccinated.
And of course, South Australia has around 55% vaccination rate, double dose at the moment. What's the stats like when we look at, that's for 16 years and older, of course, but what's the stats look like for 12 to 15 at the moment?
The 12 to 15-year-olds in South Australia are showing 28% with the first dose and 4.5% with the second dose. Of course, that vaccination program started much later. But what we are finding is very strong interest, and I believe that rate will continue to rise very quickly. I think it's really important for people to appreciate that they can access the vaccine also at pharmacists and GPs. Pharmacists, for example, are providing Moderna, which is a vaccine that's suitable for people over the age of 12. And we are still continuing to work with the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee and the National Cabinet to see whether it's appropriate to introduce a vaccine for people between the ages of 5 and 12. Even now, with the current regime, it's the best way to protect our children when they're not vaccinated is to make sure that those who are close to them are vaccinated. So I'd encourage all members of families and all grandparents to take up the opportunity to be vaccinated. It's an important step to protecting your whole family.
Mm. And with, I guess, like you said, 18 schools taking part in this initial push, is there going to be more schools included further down the track? Or is it, I guess, if it's a six-week run at the moment, would there be another six-week run for a different selection of schools?
Well, that six-week run will basically take us up to the end of this current school year, is my understanding. So we'd be looking at what we can do in the next year. I think COVID will be with us for quite some time, and so governments all around Australia are thinking about how they might continue to provide the vaccine to school students and to younger Australians. As we open up our economy, we'll need to learn to live with COVID. We also need to plan to make sure that we maintain the vaccine immunity. There'll also be, of course, a natural immunity that will develop over time as people are exposed to COVID. But I think we'll be seeing COVID vaccines for us quite some time.
And of course, we are still seeing cases pop up around South Australia, whether it be FIFO workers testing positive in Adelaide or truckers coming through the Upper Spencer Gulf and testing positive and creating exposure sites. What's the situation looking like currently in South Australia?
The situation clearly is high risk. We've had Clearly the situation in South Australia is high risk. We've had more than a dozen positive cases in South Australia over around a dozen days. Every one of those cases represents a risk of an outbreak, and we've seen interstate how devastating a COVID outbreak can be. That's why it is so important that people do two things. First of all, they maintain all of their COVID public health measures. They QR code, they use public hygiene, they make sure that they maintain social distancing. But it's also really important that you take the opportunity to get vaccinated. If we can have high vaccine levels, then that significantly reduces the risk that a case would become an outbreak. We are only going to be able to cope with COVID in our state if we've got a high vaccination level, so that our contact tracers, our public health response can cope with fewer cases. So this is very much working with the National Cabinet and the Doherty Institute to sketch out a pathway in terms of moving to open borders. It's part of a national roadmap. It's backed by public health clinicians, that this is a journey that South Australia will take over the next couple of months.
And I guess with that roadmap and looking at getting the vaccine rate up to 80%, is that 80% target including students, so aged between 12 and 15?
The target was first set when children under the age of 16 weren't eligible. So it is expressed in terms of people over the age of 16. But as I said earlier, we're expecting very strong uptake from people under the age of 16 as it becomes available. We've seen that with 12 to 15-year-olds. If the vaccine is made available to 5 to 11-year-olds, I'm sure we'll see the same eagerness. I suspect amongst children, it's the parents who are keener for the vaccination than their kids. Kids don't normally get excited about getting vaccinated, but parents know how important it is to protect their children from the COVID-19. Vaccines are continuing to prove to be safe and effective. It's the best way to protect yourself, your family and your community.
I think with the prevalence of social media and TikTok and of the like, I know a friend of a friend who's a nurse has commented on how excited kids have been to get the vaccine. And I know a co-worker of mine, her teenage son is also very much keen to take part in the vaccine program. So I guess if we are relying on the kids, we might be all right.
Oh, that's good. I'm really pleased to hear that. I appreciate that not everyone likes the idea of a needle, and that's included, kids included, but I'm delighted to hear that the kids are getting enthusiastic. When I've been speaking to young people about the vaccine, they see it as a doorway towards normal. They want to be able to be involved in social events. They want to be involved in travel. They want to mix with family and friends. They know how important the vaccine is, so that we might get closer to the pre-pandemic normal.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Minister for Health and Wellbeing Stephen Wade on your Classic It's Breakfast.